How much money is enough? How much money do I really need? How much is enough? Well, if my instinctual drive for financial security or money answers that question, there's never enough. I have experienced the stress of not having enough money to cover my basic needs for food and shelter. I have also had the relief of having enough money to not have to worry about those basic needs. My experience has shown me that once my basic needs are met, my ability to acquire more stuff does not add to my overall happiness and satisfaction with life. Because of our instincts for financial security, even once our basic needs are met, we live under the illusion that more money will increase our overall contentment and satisfaction with life. Our instincts for financial security will always tell us that it is not smart or safe to give to others. Our instincts will always justify keeping more for ourselves. The lie is that the farther I am away from the stresses of poverty, the more content I will be. If given free rein, our instincts for financial security will always justify selfishness. The stress of not having basic needs met is real. Many of us believe that having more money will eventually fix us, bringing us the happiness we lack now. Many of us cannot give to others because our instincts tell us that we still need to get more before we can give anything away. That is why we feel the need to keep getting more and more and more. We may do some giving, but we usually keep most of what we obtain for ourselves. We think that having more will give us what we're searching for, but it won't. Beyond meeting our basic needs for food and shelter, hoarding wealth will not provide a deeper sense of purpose or well-being. In our selfish pursuit of more for ourselves, we are taken farther away from authentic connections with others. Being of service to others is what is required to obtain the real peace and joy that we seek. Our instincts for financial security will always say, we just don't have enough to give right now. And that is true no matter how much we actually have. Our instinct for financial security promotes and encourages selfish hoarding. The more money we have, the stronger the tendency is to hold on to it, and the stronger the fear is of losing it.